Over this, his hair and beard fell full halfway to the ground in waving curls so delicate that Gluck could hardly tell where they ended. They seemed to melt into air. Finally, the dwarf turned his small, sharp eyes full on Gluck and stared at him for a minute or two.
"No, it wouldn't, Gluck, my boy," said the little man.
This was certainly a rather strange way to begin a conversation. It might refer to what Gluck had been thinking when he first heard the voice from the pot. But whatever it was, Gluck had no desire to dispute what he said.
"Wouldn't it, sir?"
said Gluck, very meekly indeed.
"No,"
said the dwarf.
"No, you wouldn't."
And with that, the dwarf stuck his thumbs in his belt and took two turns of 3 feet long up and down the room, lifting his legs up very high and setting them down very hard. This pause gave time for Gluck to think a little, and seeing no great reason to fear his little visitor, he decided to ask a question.
"Pray, sir,"
said Gluck timidly,
"were you my mug?"
On which the little man turned sharp round, walked straight up to Gluck, and drew himself up to his full height.
"Hi,"
said the little man.
"I'm the king of the Golden River."
Then he turned about again and took two more turns some 6 feet long up and down the room. After this, he again walked up to Gluck and stood still, as if expecting some reply to his last remark. Gluck decided that he had to say something.
"I hope your majesty is very well," said Gluck. "Listen,"
said the little man.
"I am the king of what you call the Golden River,